This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team, and I hope you will. And when you hear the clips, pass them along to friends. Don't hold all this great information in for just yourselves. Something makes you laugh a little bit, chuckle, let us know. You can reach out to us at the website. There's a contact form there. If you do want to contact the show by phone, 844-551-8255. Anyway, glad you guys are here. We've got obviously new affiliates that are part of the Genesis Communications Network, so we welcome you guys as well. And, you know, maybe you're hearing my voice for the first time. Maybe you've seen me on Fox News or what have you, and you will see more of that. I think I'm back on. I'm going to be on Fox Business this week and possibly on Hannity. We'll keep you posted. We do the best we can keeping you posted. I won't say we're great at it, but we do work hard at it. So anyway, lots going on. Talked yesterday about all the happenings over the weekend. And I want to quote what Marine Le Pen had to say, the lady who would be the president of France. She said, "The system has stifled debate until now. Globalism is attacking our very civilization." And I thought, what a profound thing to say. When you look at what's happened in this world over the past few decades, where free speech has been practically stifled on the right. So we debate things like global climate change, where, and I'm just using that one as an example because we'll play a clip from a debate between a Princeton physicist and Bill Nye, the science guy, who is a figment of people's imagination. This is a guy that has as much about science as the average geography teacher. And I don't care whether he studied it. He can't debate a physicist from Princeton University on it, but he does. And he says, "It's not about carbon dioxide. It's the rate of carbon dioxide production. We're producing carbon dioxide in so much more of a rate," he says, "because man is just such a bad-spirited person. You know, how could we possibly be good for the Earth?" And look, I covered Earth Day. I don't want to go into it. But the point I'm making is the guy knows nothing, but we are having a debate about the very air that we breathe on a planet that we are so insignificant. We're as insignificant as an ant bed in Texas. That's how insignificant we are. Millions and millions, billions of people, and you are nothing more than microorganisms. You know how we look at bacteria and we talk about, oh, there's trillions of little bacteria cells here or whatever. We are that insignificant in a petri dish of bacteria. That is how powerful we are in this universe. Yet, leftists want us to believe that we're destroying the Earth. Look, I get it. I had a discussion with my son over the weekend about biodegradability. You know, because he was the joke of it was that this guy, Ira Einhorn, kills his girlfriend, and he puts styrofoam in her trunk. And I jokingly said yesterday that that was the outrage. The guy that started Earth Day used styrofoam. So my son's going, "I don't know what styrofoam is," and I'm explaining to him that it doesn't degrade. You know, it takes a long time for that to degrade, and it either degrades through heat or pressure. But left to its own devices, it would be thousands and thousands of years before it degraded. The same with plastic. You know, plastic can degrade when the sun hits it and it's hot enough and so on and so forth, but it doesn't degrade. So we're having this discussion because I want them to understand these concepts. But the point I'm making is, over all of this, is we're talking about this concept where the left wants money. And don't misunderstand me, Bill Nye, he legitimately believes what he believes. But what he's trying to do now is he says we should be directing our public policy towards the solving of climate change. And I'm telling you, I'm not spending a nickel on solving weather. the earth is going to be destroyed eventually. That's the science of it. Bill Nye can't deny that. There's not a physicist on this planet that wouldn't say that that's not true. We are so lucky to be here. The earth has got a certain amount of time, and I don't know what God's got planned for it. But when you think about the immense nature of the universe, and you understand that man has to really at some point go, this is futile. I'd hate to be, that's why people say, would you want to live forever? Why? To face what is ultimately going to happen to this orb in space? No, thank you. I'll look at Hollywood and go, I trust you, and then take me out. I want to go to the next realm. Whatever it is, I know it's scary to face it, but it beats what's going to happen here. And so these guys believe that they can save this planet. You're not saving it. No matter what you do, now should we make it more inhabitable? Yes, but Bill Nye believes that he's doing so by redirecting your funds into something that is completely innocuous. And I'm going to jump off this because I could go to the next thing. I could go to the next thing that the left wants to save. Like take black people or take women or take whatever. They take on these concepts that they believe they can save when, in fact, they don't need to bother with it. Guess what? Black people can save ourselves. Women can save themselves. We are part of this human race. And I read an article where some nutcase leftist said, no, we're not all part of the human race. We do need to be subclassed and divided because we take on these political entities. And I'm going, no, we don't. The left takes on political entities because that's where money lies. There's no money in saying we're one race, the human race. Because if that were the case, we wouldn't need all the statistics and all these other things, and we would focus on our humanity. The left never wants you to focus on your humanity, no matter how much they talk about it. That's the quandary for them, is they claim to be all about humanism and the humanity of everybody, when in fact, they want you to be thinking about yourself in a box somewhere. It doesn't matter whether it's a gender box, an LGBTQ thing, or it's a black-white thing, or it's whatever. That's how they behave. And that's what they need. They need you fighting, the infighting. It's one thing when you have a collective and you say, hey, we all agree that this is the common goal and here it is. By the way, you want to evaluate that? Look at the left right now. Look at the disarray, the state of disarray of the left in this country. And they will not talk about it. But you know what they want you to talk about? You know what they want you thinking about? How bad it is for Donald Trump. How bad it is. Look, Marine Le Pen, she gets it. The world is starting to get it. Globalization, multiculturalization, all these other things. Do not jive. You need to know who you are. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Jackson Radio Show.
As a, you know, I should rebrand as Dr. Feelgood. I'm the guy, for those of you who are new to the program, I'm the guy that made my audience understand Donald Trump was going to win the election. And everybody, Kevin, I'm afraid. What's good? I told you he was going to win. And it wasn't just based on, I mean, forget all the polling. And I'm not going to get into the nonsense of it all, but I'm telling you, I was looked down on, you know, on at ground level, talking to people, particularly black folks and women, and black women. I mean, if we're going to get them all, you know, keep filtering down, black women were telling me, Kevin, Hillary Clinton. And I mean, I got enough feedback from all over the country from black folks, but particularly black women. And that's what was doing it for me, as I said. If there's anybody that kind of gives you the barometer, it is black women, because they're catching, next to white men, they are catching the most AT double crooked socks. I'm not talking about conservative or liberal. I'm talking about black women. White men, white Republican men, they're the worst. They're getting the brunt. Black women catch, you know, AT double crooked socks number two to only white conservative men. That's it. And when those ladies were telling me, I ain't feeling Hillary, I'm starting to understand Donald Trump, I was like, that's it. And guess what, folks? It's still happening. So I'll ask you this question. Do you feel better? Because Dr. Feelgood is with you now. See, we're finally turning the tide on the left in this country. Finally. Decades of the decadence, the slippery slope of leftism, liberalism, whatever you want to call it, has ruined this country. It's not only ruined the country, it's ruined the world. The world looks at us. They look to us to say, what do you think, America? And you know what we've done? We've turned away. We've said, do what you want to do. We've let the children raise themselves. Oh, no, he didn't just go call the world kids to America. Yes, I did. America is the parent of the world. I don't know why God made it that way. God could show his grace anywhere in the world, but he shows it to America. He lets us flourish. 300 million people are a quarter of the productivity of a world filled with 7.5 billion folks. That's how much he shows us favor. He shows us favor to where poor people in our country have two cars, a place to live, cable TV, and a host of other stuff. To be poor in America, you have to be trying. To be starving in America, you have to be trying. There's food everywhere. If you get up, I'm not talking about children. I'm talking about adults. If you go somewhere, somebody's willing to give you something. Whether you're panhandling, whether you're out on panhandling on a freeway, or whether you're at the back of a restaurant saying, before you throw that out, can I have at it? And the guy says, we're going to throw it out, I'll put it here. Trust me, you can eat in this country no matter what. You can get medical treatment in this country no matter what. You can get a job in this country no matter what. But the left will tell you otherwise. Fat meat ain't greasy and cobras make good house pets. That's what they want you to believe. So you're turning the tide on them. See, these suckers, they now wake up daily mad at the world, which, by the way, nothing new there. Nothing has changed for them in their miserable lives, except now they believe they have a reason to be mad. Their reason is they are no longer in charge of the insanity. And so you have an opportunity to bring sanity to the world. And that's what you did. They thought they knew more than you. We're smarter than you. We want Hillary Clinton, the crook. We're smarter than you. We want more politicians, people who have given us $20 trillion almost of debt. We're smarter than you. We want more deficits, trillion-dollar deficits. Words that weren't in our lexicon, like quadrillion, fastly approaching. Yeah, that's what they want for you. They wanted Mr. Dreamy, who's going to keep us out of wars and who's going to make the Muslims love us and who would bring us world peace. In fact, they were so they believed in it so much they gave this Negro a Nobel Peace Prize in advance. Did he earn it? No, he was fighting three wars on three fronts when he got the Nobel Peace Prize. But I don't need to tell you this. You know. But such is the lunacy of the left. They want you to believe what they want you to believe. It doesn't have to be good. The outcome doesn't matter. So Trump is in power. We're gaining our power back because we don't have it back. We don't have our power back. Did we influence Donald Trump? Yes, we did. Do we influence Donald Trump? I don't know. I can't tell you that yet. My suspicion is we do, but he now holds the key to the kingdom. So I'll give you a quick shout out for TeaPartyCommunity.com, a site that we built. It's like Facebook, because you know why? We must control the conversation and the narrative. We must control what the president sees and the voices that he hears. Luckily for us, Donald Trump is not a person who looks at the left's polling and says, oh, wow, things have shifted. He understands there are lying media. But you know what? It doesn't hurt for us to say we're not leaving it to chance. You're going to hear our voice, the voice of conservatism. And it's going to come at you with all the subtlety of a bull in a china shop. Well, actually, they debunked that myth. Bulls do not go bunk up the china shop. But you know what I'm talking about. Don't try to mess with me. So the world's going to get back in proper alignment, folks. And the only thing that will impact these brain dead morons no matter what. Even though Donald Trump is going to be good for them, our policies are going to be good for them. The only thing that's going to impact them is, in a word, results. And let me tell you what the problem is. The problem is you've got decades of indoctrination for losing. Losing policies, bleeding money, nobody cares. Everybody's got their hand out. Excuse me. I'm starting to have to catch my breath there. Everybody's got their hand out. They've been trained to put their hands out. If I don't know if you've ever been like overseas where they've got animals running around, India, places like this, and there are animals that will come up to you and they will just put their hands, the little paws out. Seriously. They've been so used to being fed. So they just come and go, give it, and they will put their hands in your pockets to find stuff. That's the way we train people to be. So these policies that we have of the left have essentially said it's a free-for-all. Entitlements, I've talked about Social Security as an entitlement, and people go, okay, it's not an entitlement, you pay in. You pay in, but your employer pays in. So explain to me why an employer should be forced to match your Social Security. The government set this up to say, I don't care who you were, we're going to make the capitalists pay. And woe be you as your own capitalist. You would think the government would say to an individual who's working for himself or herself, you know what? Because you are working for yourself, we're not going to force you to match your Social Security because that's not fair. See, and when you work for somebody, that company matches. When you work for yourself, you have to match it. No, they don't care. So, results. We've got to get results. And I want to focus on that when we come back because Newt Gingrich essentially said the same thing. There is a new thing happening in politics. It's going to hit the left. And it's going to feel like an anvil fell out of the sky on their heads.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
You've seen that video 100 times. The video of Antifa Girl, better known as Moldy Locks, getting clocked in the face like she just done talked back to Ike Turner. Now your head is spinning. You're getting all of these unfamiliar feelings. You want to clock her in the face too. Is it okay to hit a girl if she claims that she's not a girl? Allay your discomforts. Get Obama butt balm. Try our extra strength formula for Antifa snowflakes.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson, the smooth stylings of Kevin Jackson. KJRadio.com is where you can find out about us. So, if you do want some butt balm, for the record, we are going to be offering that as a gag gift. So we've trademarked it and everything. We just think it's funny. Christmas, in time for Christmas, so expect to hear something on that. But let me tell you, we're going to need it. You're going to need it. You're going to need it to give out to your friends on the left. And let me tell you why. News is getting bad for them. It's awful. A new poll that got released on Sunday, and I'm reading this, paints a dark picture for Democrats and supporters of Hillary Clinton, while showing somewhat better marks for President Donald Trump and the Republicans. Now, we've seen the polls. They creep up, and then the left will give us another poll. Look at him. He's only down to 28% approval or whatever. I argued with Marie Scharf the other day that she was, well, Kevin, there's a person that wrote in and wrote a story about people are defecting from Trump. And I'm like, I don't know where you're. This is the same information that led you to believe Hillary Clinton was going to be the next president. I mean, you can believe your lies all you want. When are you people going to wake up? So, what are you going to tell these people? According to the Washington Post, ABC News survey, if a rematch of last year's presidential election between Trump and Clinton were held today, Trump would still win 43% to 40%. That includes the popular vote, which according to the left, Clinton won by several million. But here's where it gets interesting. And this is what my argument with Marie Scharf was about, or what I think that's her name. Nearly 100% of voters who backed Trump and voted for him in last year's presidential election say they do not regret their vote. Of those reached by the polling agency, 96% said they don't regret their vote, while only 2% said they do, and 2% abstained. So it's almost 98%, give or take, that said, we love Trump. I said this to this leftist, and she didn't want to believe it. They're delusional. If you tell them that, if you give them the truth, they will spin it. They will try to figure out a way to turn it upside down if it doesn't fit their narrative. There was a guy that called in, and he said he wasn't happy with Donald Trump. Well, there you go. There's your proof, girlfriend. Go for it. And in the next election, believe the same polls, believe the hype, believe all the other things. Don't believe the indicators. And let me tell you something, folks. I've already predicted it. You can rest assured, unless God intervenes, and Donald Trump is not our candidate, in 2018, you're going to watch a mass exodus from the Democrats that is going to rival what happened when Republicans fled their party and became Democrats and voted for FDR. Now, I know Trump's not running. I'm saying we're going to gain even more seats around the country, more legislators, more judgeships. You're at the beginning of a movement. It's not a Trump movement. It is the continuation of the Tea Party movement. That's why I keep talking about TeaPartyCommunity.com. It's my social media site that has almost 200,000 people, and it's growing. We're going to be sending out mailers to our database, my entire database, of 1.2 million people to get them to join. And when that sucker hits a million folks active, doing things, not doing what Tea Party Patriots does, but actually going up and getting out into the community and spreading the word of what we do, talking about the progress being made by Donald Trump, not letting black people hear the same old nonsense, we are going to win, and we're going to win big. We're going to win big. Anyway, on the other hand, this article goes on to say this. Only 85% said the same of Clinton. 96% said we are solidly would support Trump. 85%. 15% drop off, enough to easily sway this election. And then it goes on to say this, of those who regret their vote, very few say they would switch their vote to the other candidate. Instead, they say they would vote for a third party or no vote at all, which only drives home the notion that, again, with the left, that not only are they losing more people, they would rather vote for somebody else, or they're ready to just say, to heck with it. Our people are sticky. We're there to stay. That should be the most disturbing trend of this, reading this article. That should be what the Democrats are afraid of the most. Their people are less sticky and ready to give up. Our people stick to it and won't give up. Now, this article goes on to say, still, the picture isn't completely rosy for Trump. The poll found that he has an upside-down approval rating, 53%. Disapproval, 42% approval, that many people don't agree with the first initiatives of this administration. And I'll be honest with you, I don't buy it. You don't have that kind of overwhelming support, and then suddenly 53% disapprove. So I'll put it to you this way. Of the people that voted for Trump, what do you think that number is? It says an equal number of people say they believe Trump is doing, quote, much worse and much better than they thought, 35 and 35. So you can know that the 35% that think he's doing much worse are from the Clinton camp. The 35% of the people that are doing much better are from the people who elected him, and they like him even more. It makes complete sense that somebody on the left would not like Trump even, you know, they would hate him more. It makes complete sense. I know maybe you're going, I don't get it, but it does. It makes complete sense to me, because these are people that hate his agenda because it will be successful. It will put them out of business, the business of sucking off of you and in this economy. So, yeah, they hate it. There are people that do not want to work. There are people that do not want to be accountable. So am I surprised? Not at all. They said in terms of political parties, the GOP received slightly better marks than the Democrats. Another thing that the Democrats should be afraid of. Respondents told the polling agency that they believe both parties are out of touch with Americans, though the GOP is slightly less so than the Democratic Party. 62% to 67%. So they both believe Congress to be out of touch, the Democrats. Both sides. But 62% of Republicans are out of touch, 67% of Democrats. Now, think about it any way you want, but I think that they see them as one and the same. It's roughly the same number. They're looking for somebody to right the ship, and that doesn't bode well for them. I'm talking about doesn't bode well for the Democrats or the Republicans, Congress in general. It bodes well for Trump. People want change. They want it back. The funny thing about these polls, they say margin of error plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, which means in theory, Hillary Clinton could have beaten Trump. If you go back and say it was 43% for Trump, 40% for Hillary, using their margin of error, maybe she could have beaten him. Or maybe it was more like Trump 46.5 and Hillary Clinton 36.5. Because let me tell you, that's what I believe. Donald Trump is practically, he's a veritable rock star when it comes to this. He's a veritable rock star. And you look at these policies and you look at what's going on here and you say to yourself, how can you try to convince people who are as sticky as we are with Trump that he's done a bad job? It isn't going to happen. Hillary Clinton comes out. When I'm at places, the minute you hear a voice, you see a video, oh, collective groan. Nobody likes her. We finally got people coming out of the woodwork on the left saying Hillary Clinton was the wrong candidate. They're now being critical of Bernie Sanders. And Keith Ellison, we talked about this the other day. We need to spend more time on this subject. Keith Ellison, the underling leader of the DNC, actually came out and said Barack Obama didn't do the Democrats any favors. They are having to revamp the entire system, and this poll explains why. And it's not, is it right? It's a folks, this is a Washington Post poll. These people hate Donald Trump. Can you imagine when they brought this back to Jeff Bezos or whoever's running that joint, and they say, look at these numbers. They don't even like this dude. 96% stickiness to the people that love Trump, and I've said it. And it isn't going to change.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Good morning and welcome back to AM Joy. This week, the Democratic Party kicked off a unity tour starring Senator Bernie Sanders and new DNC chair Tom Perez. And here's how that went on day one.
Maybe it's because you love a certain senator from Vermont.
So the Come Together and Fight Back tour wraps up today in Las Vegas. But about that come together part, Bernie Sanders may not quite want to be together.
you're on this road trip now with the head of the DNC. You're talking about reforming, reviving, transforming the Democratic Party. Do you consider yourself a Democrat?
No, I'm an independent.
MSNBC political reporter Alex Seitz-Wald has been following the tour all week and joins me now. So, Alex, you had a much retweeted and shared tweet that actually the RNC was sending around with a bunch of other tweets called Clean Up on Aisle Bernie, saying Sanders puts out a statement saying it's imperative to elect John Ossoff after missing a chance to say so in a Wall Street Journal interview. Explain.
Yeah, this was, the much-watched Georgia congressional election. Bernie Sanders was asked if John Ossoff is a progressive, and Bernie kind of took a pass on that, saying, you know, he doesn't know, which caused a huge backlash, especially because the next day, Bernie Sanders and Keith Ellison, the deputy chair of the DNC, were going to Omaha, Nebraska to campaign for a mayoral candidate out there who has a kind of mixed record on abortion. That prompted a whole backlash from pro-choice groups like NARAL and Planned Parenthood. So a bit of a speed bump in this unity tour.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The funny thing about that clip is the left are laughing at themselves. Joy Reid of MSNBC, they're laughing because Bernie Sanders is now the Pied Piper of all things Democrat, the guy who saved the Democratic Party for all intents and purposes. He was out there on display going for Hillary. It's, which is it, Bernie? Are you for what these people stand for, or do you think they need to change? Now, he says, I'll be a catalyst for change inside of the Democratic Party. No. Are you a Democrat, Bernie? No, I'm not. I'm an independent. He's out stumping with the DNC, and he says, I'm an independent. I just want you to understand the ironies here. Forget the fact, and I've been critical of Bernie Sanders, and he deserves it. He deserves far worse. To be honest with you, he deserves to be flogged. This is a guy who used to say, the rich people are the rich and the rich people, the rich. Then it became the billionaires, the billionaires, the billionaires, the billionaires. Because Bernie's now a millionaire. He can't talk about the millionaires. He can't talk about just the billionaires. I mean, that's all he's talking about now. But it used to just be the rich. Now, the rich people are doing this up on Wall Street. They're doing this. Now it's the billionaires. Bernie is a millionaire. He's a one percenter. He's the one talking about, you know, hey, you know, all these rich people. Bernie, give away your money. Put your money where your mouth is. What's Bernie doing? He's buying houses, lake houses. He's gallivanting. Have you watched how Bernie dresses? He dresses a lot better these days than he used to. You know what Bernie's saying? Screw you people. I spent 70 years sucking off the public dole, living hand to mouth. I'm going to spend my waning years in luxury, and I don't care what you think. And he knows he can pimp it, and that's why he's poverty pimping better than anybody. You should read my book, Race Pimping. Go to racepimping.com, because I explain Bernie Sanders. I told you, it doesn't matter what color you are on the left. Get that money. That's all they care about. Get that money. They're not fooling me. Bernie says that the model is failing. He says it with his own word. I'm not making this stuff up.
And we're back with Senator Bernie Sanders, who is back home in Burlington after a week-long tour of red states along with the head of the Democratic Party. Welcome, Senator. I want to talk to you about that unity tour you were on. You were with DNC Chairman Tom Perez. He was booed a little bit in Maine. There's also a little dust-up over your endorsement of a candidate in Omaha. What are the terms of the discussion in the Democratic Party right now about its direction?
I think what is clear to anyone who looks at where the Democratic Party today is that the model of the Democratic Party is failing. We have a Republican president who ran as a candidate, as the most unpopular candidate in modern history of this country. Republicans control the House, the Senate, two-thirds of governor's chairs. And in the last 8 years, they have picked up 900 legislative seats. Clearly, the Democratic Party has got to change. And in my view, what it has got to become is a grassroots party, a party which makes decisions from the bottom on up, a party which is more dependent on small donations than large donations, a party, John, that speaks to the pain of the working class in this country. Middle class is shrinking. 43 million people living in poverty. Almost all new income and wealth is going to the top 1%. People can't afford to send their kids to college. They can't afford child care. They can't afford health care. The Democratic Party has got to take the lead, rally people, young people, working people, stand up to the billionaire class.
Holy cow. Welcome back, everybody. Bernie Sanders, what did he describe? He describes the Tea Party. Grassroots. It's got to be from the ground. It's got to be people pushing from the bottom up. You know why Trump did exactly what we asked him to do? Because it was pushed from the bottom up, and it had nothing to do with the Tea Party organizations that are out there. It had to do with everybody individually, collective voice of the conservative movement saying enough is enough, and we pushed it up. But we do need an organized effort of the Tea Party. That's what we need. That's why we have Tea Party Community. Go check it out, teapartycommunity.com. But you listen to Bernie. Listen to him complain. The top 1%. He is firmly entrenched in the top 1%. Bernie Sanders will want no more for anything in his life, because you know what? There are people out there who will make sure this man gets his $25,000 to $50,000 a speech. There are think tanks that are at the ready to get Bernie there because he's got gravitas. He theoretically beat Hillary Clinton. He single-handedly dismantled the Clinton era more so than Donald Trump. If Bernie hadn't come along and mimicked the poor man's version of Trump, Hillary Clinton might very well be president. What he's saying, it resonates with us. Look, I don't like looking at people on Wall Street making billions of dollars and moving, shuffling paper around. That's what many of them do. Now, they see it as a service. They see it as, you know what, if I spot a trend in the market or I spot something and I put my clients in it, shame on you for not being with me. You can't argue that. These guys go to school in order to look at something trend-worthy, and they say, if you trust me with your $1 million, I'll make it $5 million. Now, I'm going to get $1 million, but I'm going to make you $5 million, but you have to trust my knowledge. So I'll tell you a quick story. Acquaintance of mine, wealthy Jewish man, and he says, yeah, Kevin, I buy my kids a new car every 2 years. He's got two daughters, they're twins. And he says, I jokingly always say, man, you got to be my stockbroker. Spent a lot of years on Wall Street, left at the age of 50, and decided he wanted to travel the world. He put his money away, and he says, you know, I did a service on Wall Street. This is what he'll tell you. He says, I studied it, and I found trends. And he says, I even did it after. He goes, I do it now after the fact. He says, one time me and my wife of 42 years, we go to the mall. Kev, she's looking around. I'm drinking my coffee. I see a store in the mall. I go, what is this store? Never seen it. It was a car dealership in the mall. He goes, I've never seen this. So I go into the thing. It's Tesla. I look it over. I'm like, wow, this sounds really cool. It's got technology, engineering. Can I test drive one? They go, yeah, got to go down into the basement. He says, Kevin, I got Ferraris, I got Porsches, I got Lamborghini. I wanted to drive this car. I drive this car electric. He goes, this thing outperforms my sports cars. He goes, I got to have one. I go upstairs. I go, hey, I want to buy one. The guy goes, look, I'll sell you one. He goes, I'm ready to write you a check right now. He goes, look, man, there's a waiting list of like 50 people. So I'm thinking he was going to get on the waiting list and sell a spot. He says, no, I didn't do that. He says, I just walked away. I wasn't going to wait. So I went home. I looked at the stock. He goes, it was $34 or something like that. He goes, so I buy 20,000 shares. Something like that. No, he bought 2,000 shares. Whatever it was. He bought $72,000 worth of stock. He says, so the stock went up. I doubled my money. And he goes, I sold it. But I decided I would take $20,000 and put it into futures. And I bet that the stock would go to 175. He says, a year or two later, stock hits 175. I make $250,000. Now, he says, people would say I didn't do anything. He says, but I did something. I noticed a trend. I put my money where my mouth was. I put it into play. And I invested in the company. I don't know what they did with it. They took that money and they did it, did what they do. My number hit. Next thing you know, I make $250,000. He goes, it beats buying, spending money on the product when I could make money on the product. That's how I created wealth. Tough to argue that point if you ask me.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.